thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were in Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went on. And 50 men of the sons of prophets went and stood to view afar. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou shalt see when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto it. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, and behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and the horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes, and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back, and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah and fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to him, meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. I prophesy to somebody that from today, God will do wonders in your life. Amen. That will call your naysayers to begin to respect you. Amen. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Spirit of the living God, do what only you can do in this place today. Glorify Jesus. Thank you. Because our spirits are open to receive from the Lord today what he has for us. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for using me as oracles of God, a vessel sanctified and meet for your use this day. Now, Father Lord, let your will be done. Glorify yourself. Do that which only you can do in the lives of your people. I thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I won't so much as do a rundown on what the Lord shared with us last Sunday, but I want to quickly go through this so that we can take our prayer points for today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The Lord is good. I want you to help me to celebrate a wonderful woman of God that is in our midst this morning. Hallelujah. Pastor Mrs. Taiwo Thompson. We appreciate you, Ma. Thank you so much for your love, your continuous love. We appreciate you. We honor you. And the Lord will continue to honor you as you honor us. Even when we don't expect it, you still honor us. The Lord will honor you. In every way, he will honor you. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The title of the message is Silencing the Arrogance of the wicked one. Silencing the arrogance of the wicked one. Whatever wickedness that is manifesting or that is directed towards you, it is an arrogance. Praise the Lord. It is an arrogance that as a child of God, we must not accommodate. To accommodate it is to say that the enemy is greater, bigger, higher, stronger than our God. But he is not. I said he is not. He is not bigger than our God. Because our God is bigger than the biggest. He is stronger than the strongest. He is mightier than the mightiest. He is the all-powerful God. Hallelujah. And there is nothing that he cannot do. No situation is beyond his blessing and power. Did you hear me say that? There is no situation that is beyond his blessing and power. Praise the Lord. He is the all-powerful God. And he's the all-wise God. Praise the Lord forevermore. And it is important as children of God that we understand this. Because if we don't walk in that understanding, we do not stand a chance against every onslaught of the devil. We don't stand a chance. He will keep gaining an advantage over us in all places and in every way until you and I come to that realization and then accept who we really are and whose we are. Praise the Lord. If your God is your Father and he is the all-powerful, you must demonstrate his power wherever you go. Hallelujah. No power ought to intimidate us. No power whatsoever. You should not be intimidated by willpower. You should not be intimidated by intellectual power. You should not be intimidated by political power. Because the power of God is greater than all other powers. Praise the Lord. So when a child of God refuses to walk in the understanding that he or she is a spiritual being, hallelujah, a powerful spiritual being, and you still continue to walk according to the direction of your senses, you are still making decisions based on sentiments and emotions, praise the Lord, or you are making decisions based on logic. This is how it's been done. This is the tradition. Hallelujah. If you are making decisions based on what you can see with your physical eyes, your feelings, then I am sorry, because when the enemy attacks you, you don't stand a chance with him. He has gained victory at that level. He has victory at the level of the flesh. Tell your neighbor, it's time to come up hither. Hallelujah. I told you that this year is not a year that you can be influenced or allow yourself to be influenced by natural realities, but by spiritual perspectives. Praise the Lord. Many of us are faced with issues, and the thing is, we are agreeing with the issues. We agree with it. I don't have money. I don't have what it takes. There was a time, I think they were about to organize a youth program, and they came to me with a budget, blah, blah, blah. And they said, the budget, the money, they don't know how they are going to do it, money. I said, you are organizing a program. It is money that you are talking about first. No. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A vision that is from God will have provision. So the provision is not before the vision. The vision is before the provision. Can I hear an amen? Amen. God's work can never lack God's support. It is the way that we look at it, because we always look at things from the natural point of view. Too many Christians are carnal.
To be carnal does not mean you are a bad person. It just means that you are tied to the natural world. You have not risen to become who you are. Praise the Lord. But the Bible tells us, according to John chapter 1 and verse 12, he said to them that believe, he gave the power, hallelujah, to become. He gave them power to become. So he has already given us the power to become. Amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18, he said, I'm the Lord God your Father who giveth thee power to get wealth. He has given us power to get. Hallelujah. So the power to become, the power to get is with us. In the book of Acts, chapter 10 and verse 38, the Bible says that Jesus Christ was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good. The power to do has been given unto us. So we possess the power to become, power to get, power to do. Say it to yourself, I've got the power to become. I've got the power to get. I've got the power to do. Praise the Lord. Beloved, if you walk in that understanding, there is no mountain that is standing before you that you will not level. There is no mountain of hindrance or obstacle that is before you that will not bow at your presence. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It's time that we walk in who we are. We walk in the authority and the power that God has given unto us. Can I hear an amen? Amen. We can't afford to continually be tied to the natural. The Bible says to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritual minded is life for us. And it's peace. Amen. I say amen. Amen. So we must first come to an understanding of the concept, like I said, of power, which is dunamis, and also authority. Without authority, there is no use of power. You have to have authority. You have to be authorized for power to be released. Praise the Lord. Remember when we talked about the sons of Sceva? They had no authority. And the devil knew. So he asked them, who are you? Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. I don't know you. On whose authority have you come to bind us, to stop us from what we are doing here? You don't have the authority. So the power to bind those devils was not released. Praise God forevermore. So you've got to first understand that you have the authority. Amen. A man, I had the story many years back, who went to a lion's den in the town of Ibadan. And went there, said, yes, I carry power. I'm going to demonstrate this power today. He went to the zoo in Ibadan and went to the lion's den there. Amen. And he got there, opened the place. I have power. Daniel had power. They put him in the lion's den. Nothing happened. I carry the power of God. Nothing is going to happen. And people were there looking. The sons of prophets were there. Hallelujah. He entered the place at the time that the lion was waiting for his lunch. And he made a mincemeat out of him. Hello, somebody. You see, when it comes to engaging the power of God, it must be by divine direction. Hallelujah. It must be because you are authorized. When David, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, got home and saw that they had kidnapped his whole family and the families of the people that are working with him, He first went to God. You see, he didn't first of all go against the people that came to raid his town. He went to God. He went to inquire. And God said, yes, now go after them. Pursue them. Overtake them. And recover. That was the authority he needed. When God gives you authority, power will be released. There is nothing the devil can do. You're already a winner. You'll be victorious in that battle. Praise the Lord. So authority is important. Let me tell your neighbor, authority is important for the release of the power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 1, Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus gathered his disciples together. And the Bible says, he gave them power. He gave them power to fulfill the commission. He said, go out there, heal the sick, deliver the oppressed. So the power is to do. Hallelujah. I want us to know that it is time for us as believers to stop living and grow up into spiritual things and stop living like people who are, children of God, tongue talking, Bible carrying, church going, but living like the unsaved. That's not the will of God. Little things scare us and intimidate us. The devil is going around with so much arrogance today around believers. And we are wondering, what am I going to do? How am I going to get myself out of this jam that I'm in? And the intention of the enemy is to cause you and I to just give up on what God has promised us. Hello? That's his mission. The mission is to get you and I to get to that point where we'll say, well, I give up on that promise. I give up on that blessing. It's not possible. The devil is a liar. Yeah. Now, he does not even know how to tell the truth. So if the devil is telling you anything, it is a lie. No truth can come from him. He hasn't the capacity to tell the truth. So it's a lie, whichever way it is. You know, when I was reading that scripture and studying, and the Holy Ghost was just showing me something about these sons of prophets. Hello? You see how they came harassing Elisha? They are of the devil. Even though they are sons of prophets, they are the devil. That's why even in the church, you can have people that will discourage you from doing the will of God. Tell your neighbor, keep living. They will discourage you from doing the right thing. Because people that are not going anywhere do not want you to go anywhere. They want you to be where they are. If it's not working for them, it shouldn't be working for you. Hello? I've had people in church that they are the ones. You tell them their story. You tell them, particularly when it comes to, if it's a marital issue. They are the ones that don't take that from him. They are taking worse. Hello? That's the truth. They are actually taking worse. So I say, the day somebody will come and say, you shouldn't take it, oh. You better pack your things and get out of there. I'll tell the person, pack first. Hello? They kept telling Elisha, why are you following this man? Hey, you follow him to Bethel. The Bible, the biblical meaning of Bethel is the house of God. You are following this man. You are following this man who is following God. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Praise the Lord. Jesus himself said, come, follow me, and I will make you. I will make you if you follow me. Praise the Lord. He was following him, and they said, why are you following this man? This man is about to ditch you. This person is going to ditch you. He's not working. Let me take you to where you should go. The prayer in this place is not hot enough. Let me take you to where they were saying hot prayer. These sons of prophets have nothing doing. If things are working for them, why are they watching other people? Look, if you are in the level, if they themselves are spiritually minded, if they recognize that there are people that carry the power of God, they will be a people that will be making things happen, not watching things happen. Praise the Lord. But God put them there. For David said in Psalm 23, in the presence of my adversary, God has set a banquet before me. That's why you need audience. You see, some of us, sometimes we try to hide. You don't want people to see your mess. I'm the only Christian here and my loving sister here. We are the only true Christians. Praise the Lord. Because it's something that me have done. Hallelujah. When I'm going somewhere and I know that my rickety car, praise the Lord, my sister, you go and park in one corner so that they will not see it. Praise the Lord. You know, when all those my cars were grounded and that small Benz was the only one, you know, when you see that Benz, you know that that Benz has gone through many demonic attacks. Hallelujah. And at one time, you know, I normally park my car right there. Under that, I say, this car is not fit to be parked here. So I will drive and go to that junior, that preschool, and park it right behind where Pastor Yemi parks her car, and park it there and say, ah, somebody new can't come to the church and this lady. Oh, praise the Lord. If you can't laugh at yourself, you are not ready to serve God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to hide the car there. Amen. I went to a function. I saw, you know, all the big people were there. And somebody said, ah, woman of God, I wanted to go. They gave me a pack. I said, ah. Said, let me help you carry it. I said, ah, I will carry it. I said, Grace said, no. She was pulling it. I was pulling it. I had a hidden agenda. She wants to honor me. But that honor, I couldn't receive it. Because I knew where she is going to. But I didn't win the battle. So the lady followed me to the car that day. I was hoping it was in the night, so many of the attacks are not visible. But even the inside. So I was praying that the light, inner light, will not come on. Unfortunately, it came on. So the whole thing, the paneling, the place that they say, after a while, I just say, oh God, my God, Ojere. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But today I can park my car there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those who see your mess, as long as you stand, follow God, they will see the message. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. They followed Elisha. From Bethel, they followed him. They left Bethel, they went to Jericho. Hallelujah. They still followed him. Now, they kept telling him, don't you know? Beloved, which situation has been telling you, don't you know that it is not possible? Don't you know that you cannot make it? Don't you know that it is too late? Don't you know that it's not for people like you? Don't you know that you don't deserve this kind of blessing? Don't you know that nobody can marry you? Don't you know you are too old? Don't you know that you can't get a good job? Don't you know that business is not for people like you? Don't you know the kind of family you come from? Don't you know you don't have the background? Don't you know you don't have the intellect to do this? Who has the devil been lying to about what you do not have? I've come to let you know today that it is time to silence the arrogance of the wicked one. You open your mouth and tell them back like Elisha did. And he told them, he said, yeah, I know what you are saying. It is a fact, but it is not the truth. Now let me tell you what the truth is. Know ye not that I'm a child of God? Know ye not that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? Know ye not that I belong to the wealthiest family in the whole universe? Know ye not that my father is the owner of a cattle on a thousand hills? Know ye not that I am strengthened by the power of God? Know ye not that I'm walking in power? Know ye not that my Father is the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present, all-wise God? Know ye not that no weapon formed or fashioned against me shall prosper? Know ye not that to subvert a man in his course, the Lord does not approve? Know ye not that the word of God is medicine unto my flesh? Know ye not that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus? Know ye not that I have a covenant of prosperity? Know ye not that I have a covenant of peace? Know ye not that I'm a child of the living God? Know ye not that I am a distributor of heaven's abundance? Know ye not that I am an authorized agent of the kingdom of God? Know ye not that no weapon formed or fashioned against me shall prosper? Know ye not? Come on, let somebody shout, know ye not? That is who I am, in case you don't know. Praise the Lord. That is how you silence their arrogance. Put your hands together for Jesus. Come on, let somebody shout, know ye not? Yeah. Hallelujah. Quickly, what have you learned from this encounter that Elisha has? Because that's what power does. Let somebody shout, power. Open your Bible to 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11 to 12. Does anybody have the Amplified Version? Do we have the Amplified Version? Let's have the Amplified Version. Quickly, quickly, quickly. First Chronicles 29, 11 to 12. Hallelujah. All that is in the heavens and where? In the earth. Is yours. It belongs to God your Father. Yes? His is the kingdom. The kingdom is God's. Yes? And you are exalted above all. Let somebody say above all. Yes, go on. Riches and honor comes from you. It comes from God. And you rule over all. In your hand is what? Is power and what? Might. It is in God's hand. Power is in God's hand. Praise the Lord. It is in God's hand to make great and to give strength to all. It is in God's hand. Elisha understood this. So regardless of all the negative things that they were saying to cause him to give up on God, to stop him from following his kingdom calling, Hallelujah. He refused. He said, did I know where power is? And that's exactly where I'm going to follow. Hallelujah. I will not allow the naysayers, what they are saying or what my situation is telling me, what I can see with my physical eyes happening, what my emotions and my feelings are telling me, I will not allow it to override my commitment to the Word of God. But unfortunately, that's what a lot of us do. We allow our emotions and our feelings to override our commitment to God. Things are changing for you. Amen. I said things are changing for you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So what are the lessons we'll learn? Number one, quickly. We learn that your banquet is set in the presence of your adversaries. Because many are times that you think you're hiding from your adversaries. You think that, I wish I didn't have this challenge. Then everything will work fine for me. No, it is in the midst of the challenge. Praise the Lord. That the Lord's blessings will be revealed in your life. Amen. You know, everything that God does, I told you, is to reveal himself. And that's why sometimes he puts us in a chaotic situation. He puts us into a crisis because he knows crisis through crisis is the best situation for him to reveal himself. He will reveal his power. What do you need power for if there is no crisis? What do you need it for? So your banquet is set in the presence of your adversaries. Number two, believe the report of the Lord. Have an unshakable faith in God and you will be rewarded. Elisha was rewarded with a double portion anointing because he had an unshakable faith. He asked for double portion and he got double portion. But not because he was not faced with options. With choices. He was faced with it. In fact, it was so at every turn. You know, I read it again. When they were in Bethel, the Bible said sons of prophets. When they were in Jericho, the Bible still said sons of prophets. So when you say sons of prophets, maybe about three or four of them, or seven at most. By the time they got to Jordan, hallelujah, by the time they got to that Jordan, which is the last step for him to come into his kingdom calling, hallelujah, the Bible says 50 showed up. The darkest hour is the hour before dawn. When it seems as if the situation is so unbearable, I cannot bear it again. Ah, yeah, Baba. If you can just hold on then, the power will be released. And you'll be rewarded for it. Number three, power flows through relationship. Elisha was connected to Elijah. And he refused to allow anything to break that relationship. That's why you and I must make sure we refuse to allow anything to break our relationship with Jesus. Nothing is worth it, friends. Absolutely nothing. I don't know what you are looking for out of life. I don't know what you want life to give to you. If it's going to be at the cost of your relationship with Jesus Christ, you need to dump that desire. God is not going to put a desire in your heart that is going to take him away from the equation. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Number four, faith demands action. Let somebody say it with me. Faith demands action. After Elijah left, hallelujah, Elijah, he told him, he said, when you see me taken up, then you will have what you have asked for. And he saw Elijah being taken up. So he must believe he has received what he asked for. Praise the Lord. What did he do first? He tested it. Hallelujah. So when you leave here today, you must go and test the power. Hey, glory be to Jesus. He first tested it. He went back to the same Jordan. He said, well, you know, Elijah smote it with the mantle. Mantle means authority, power. Praise the Lord. He smote Jordan just the way Elijah did it. Smote it. The Bible said the thing departed thither and hither. Praise the Lord. The same miracle happened to him. Elisha knew. Now I'm walking in power. Praise the Lord. And not only he himself, all the naysayers, all the spectators, sons of the prophets without the power of the prophet, that were there viewing what was happening, they saw what happened. They had to confess it. They said, surely the power of Elijah is with this guy. May people see you and say, surely the power is of God is upon this person. In the name of Jesus. That is what we are about, beloved. That is what we are about. God wants us to go around demonstrating his power. Praise the Lord. The kingdom of God, the Bible says, is not in word. It is in power. Without power is all intellect. It's all intellect. The church is a social club unless there is a demonstration of power. Thank you, Jesus. Number five. If you can see it, you can become it. Can you see yourself prospering? Can you see yourself healed? Hallelujah. Do you see your business prospering? Do you see it thriving? Do you see yourself thriving in your career? Because until you see it, you cannot become it. You have to see it. Praise the Lord. May God grant you divine illumination. Yeah, I told you beginning of this year. If you are going to thrive, you will have divine illumination. Because you must know what others don't know for you to do what others cannot do. Praise the Lord. That's the difference. Number six. Know the voice that you honor, because the voice you honor determines your destiny. Praise the Lord. The voice that you honor determines your destiny. Elijah had an option, either to obey the voice of the sons of prophets or to obey the voice of Elijah. But he chose the voice of Elijah. May you choose the voice of God. Yes, in the time of confusion, may you yield to the voice of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yeah. Number seven. Say what you want and not what you do not want. Say what you want. Praise the Lord. If you go to the doctor and the doctor says, this is the situation. Well, that's a medical fact. It is not spiritual truth. Praise the Lord. And if you understand that you are a spirit, then you will know that it is spiritual guidance that you need. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. Number eight, the power that God gives you must be put to use. It must be put to use. And beloved, God is going to create a situation for you this week that is going to require releasing the power of God. Now, it may not be for your own benefit. It may be for the benefit of others. Because I know, church people, you're always thinking about yourself alone. Even though the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Praise the Lord. A situation will arise that will demand the power of God to be released for a transformation. May you not miss it. Because anytime you make that power available, you go up.
Hallelujah.
You come up. Amen.
Amen.
Number 9. When God's power flows through you for results, it will cause your naysayers to be silenced. You then become a force to be reckoned with. You become a man or a woman of great influence. Hallelujah. There is no way you demonstrate the power of God. Did you see what happened? All those people that thought Elisha was not much of a much, they just thought he was a church goer. Hallelujah. But when the power was released and he smote the river Jordan and it parted into two, they started respecting him. Ha ha! Glory be to Jesus. They will respect you. They will be afraid of you. They will have to honor you whether they like it or not. Why? Because you are carrying a power and they are seeing the manifestation of the power. It makes them to see how inadequate they are. And it silences their arrogance. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I don't know in what area of your life the enemy has been demonstrating his arrogance. It is time for you to demonstrate the power of God to shut it down. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. You will become an effective witness. Remember Jesus said it. He said, tarry here until you receive power. Then you can go in my name. Hallelujah. And be a witness in every place. Number 10. Elisha followed Elijah closely. Power flows primarily through relationship. If you don't have a relationship with God and you want to walk in power, you'll just be like the sons of Sceva. Hello? You can't allow the enemy to just cheat you anyhow. That's why some people, you think because you have the Spirit of God, when you are born again, you are born of the Spirit of God comes to dwell in the inside of you. There is a difference between the indwelling of the Spirit and the power of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. There is a difference. So many people have the Spirit on the inside of them, but they don't carry the power of that Spirit. To carry the power of that Spirit, you must be in relationship with God. You must take your intimacy and fellowship with the Holy Spirit very seriously. Hallelujah. If we are still forcing you to pick up your Bible on a daily basis to read, you can't walk in power. A dirty engine can never carry power. Praise the Lord. If you are still living in sin, if you are still living by your natural understanding of issues, and you are making decisions based on it, you cannot walk in power. The devil will continue to take an advantage of you. You don't stand a chance. You don't stand a chance. So you've got to make up your mind. Clean up your act. Get connected or reconnected to the source of the power. Praise the Lord. And the Spirit of God is the source of that power. And let that power overshadow you wherever that you go. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's what we need to do. Sometimes you need to set yourself apart. You don't talk to anyone. You don't pick your phone. You shut down your data. You say, God is me and you today. I'm just going to worship you. Hallelujah. I'm just going to praise you. And you are just dancing in your room there, worshiping the Lord. Amen. Praying in the language of the Spirit. Just praying there. Some of you can't pray in the Spirit for 5 minutes. You go back to your understanding. Hallelujah. You go back to your understanding. The truth of the matter is, you do not have a perfect understanding of the issues that you are facing in life. You don't. In your natural understanding, in your intellectual astuteness, you cannot say, I have the whole picture. You do not. Praise the Lord. And that's why the Bible says, the Spirit maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. For we know not what to pray as we ought. But the Spirit knoweth the mind. Of God. Hallelujah. Rise on your feet. You've got to go. Did you get something today? It's not enough to just be a church goer, just marking register in church, and not even being able to demonstrate the power of God anywhere. Not being able to silence the devil that has been showing arrogance in your life. The devil is a liar. Get yourself into the word of God. What I did today is to demonstrate to you the way that you can silence the arrogance of the devil. Amen? When the devil is saying something is happening and they begin to come with all sorts of suggestions and ideas into your heart of how things are not going to work, don't you ever open your mouth and repeat what he says to you. You are not under him. He is under you. Praise the Lord. You don't repeat what he says. You repeat what God says. I don't care how bad the situation is. Praise the Lord. You have to be able to. I went to see one of my brothers. I went to see him. He's a medical doctor. And my brother said, no, please, come. Let me, I need to take your pressure. I need to this. So he took the pressure. He said, it's high. It's high. I said, high where? I said, where? It's high. I said, any kingdom that exalts itself is coming down. Praise the Lord. And I told him, I said, by the time I come back the next time, you will see what will happen. I went back the next time. He said, I said, yes, It has to. Sometimes you just need to stand and tell the devil, you cannot be arrogant where I am. I'm a child of the living God. The devil is a liar. What kind of nonsense is that? Whatever you accept, heaven will accept it for you. Whatever you disallow, heaven will disallow it for you. So what you don't want, don't speak it. Help me tell your neighbor, what you don't want, don't speak it. Some of you are mindful of people that are around. They can't save you, they can't deliver you, they can't help you, they can't change your situation, they can't transform your life. And because you are afraid, you are intimidated by their presence, you are saying what they are saying. The devil is a liar. It's time for you to move up. Praise the Lord. Say what God says and God will back you up. God can only back up his word with power. He said he's sustaining all things by the word of his power. Not by people's opinion. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift up your two hands and ask that God will fill you with the Spirit's power. Begin to pray. For those of you that can pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit right now. Take a minute and pray in the Spirit that you'll be filled with the Spirit's power. It takes power to do exploits. It takes power to transform your life. It takes power to change and turn around your situation. It takes power to silence the arrogance of the wicked one. It takes power to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Beloved, pray. Pray. You've been too low on power. You've been too low on power. It's time to recharge. It's time to stand. It's time to take your stand. It's time to impose the power of God over your situation. Impose it over your health, over your business, over your career, over your job, your finances. Impose the power of God. This is the time. You cannot afford to allow the enemy to take advantage of you anymore. We are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are going to pray and do exactly. You have asked God to fill you with power. How do I know that I've received it? The Bible says, whenever you ask for a thing, whatsoever that you ask, when you pray, believe that you have received it and you shall have it. Do you believe that you have received power? Yes. Do you believe that you have received power? Yes. Hallelujah. Now you are going to put the power to work today. Praise the Lord. The Bible says immediately Elijah got there. Immediately he believed he has received that power. He's received the double portion anointing. He said he went to the Jordan. Remember, it was Elijah that paved the way for him to go across. When they went across, Jordan came back. So for Elijah to go back, he had to put the power to test. That's the only way to go back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you, the enemy has pushed you to the wall. Praise the Lord. But it is time to turn and say, I don't run away from the devil. Amen. For every weapon that God has given you, according to Ephesians 6, all the weapons he gave us is from the front, none for the back. So we don't run from the enemy because your back is exposed. Praise the Lord. Helmet of salvation. Shield of faith. Everything is in front. Praise the Lord. It's time to turn around and face the devil. Amen. So you are going to take that mantle in your hand by faith today. I don't know the area that the enemy has been showing arrogance in your life, where he's been oppressing you. In the area of your life that he's oppressing you, oppressing the blessing of God in your life, you are going to smite it with that power today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want you to know, you know yourself, you know that area. You know that, this is the arrogance of the enemy. Today you will smite it with power. Yeah. Now, in the name of Jesus. I'm not praying for you, you are the one that is praying. You are the one that is carrying the power. Praise the Lord. If you like, walk around. Begin now. Smite it in the name of Jesus. Smite it by the power of God. Mention it. You know the area. If it's in your area, the finances is telling you, you do not have the money. You can't pay your rent. There is no way you can be transporting yourself to church again. This is where your career ends. You know the areas that the enemy has been demonstrating his arrogance. Now smite it to silence it. Smite it to silence it. Smite it with the power of God. Smite it with the mantle that is in your hand today. Smite it and declare, by the power of God, I smite you. I smite your arrogance in my finances. I smite your arrogance concerning my health. I smite your arrogance concerning my career. I smite your arrogance concerning my marriage. I smite your arrogance concerning my health, concerning my academics. I smite you now by the power of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Smite his arrogance. Smite it in the name of Jesus Christ. Smite it. Wherever he's showing his arrogance in your family, smite his arrogance by the power of God. Release the power against it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Beloved, get angry in your spirit. Why should the devil take advantage of God's people? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. smite the wicked one. Smite him now by the power of God. He can no longer steal your destiny. Smite him in every place that he has been oppressing you. That is arrogance. Shut him down. Silence him. Silence his voice. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You've got to tell him to shut up. By the power of God. Every obstacle that the enemy has erected to stop you from thriving, from moving forward, from succeeding, from prospering, from glowing and growing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, smite it right now. Release the power of God in the name of the Lord Jesus against it. And let his arrogance be divided in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every conspiracies against your progress, against your moving forward, today we smite it by the power of God. We divide asunder in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Smite them and divide them asunder. Divide them asunder. Every voice that gathers against you in the realm of the spirit and in the realm of the physical, today, by the power of God, we release the power to divide them asunder in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them be divided asunder. Let them be divided asunder in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now to those who believe that the arrogance of the enemy, the wicked one, has been smitten, I want you to just walk around this auditorium. Begin to walk around and begin to declare and proclaim your victory. Just declare it. Proclaim your victory. Proclaim your victory. Proclaim and declare the blessings of God. Decree a double portion. Because the enemy has been denying you up to this time, I decree a double portion for me right now in the name of Jesus. In every area that he had been demonstrating his arrogance, Father, give unto your people a double portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Double portion. I decree a double portion for you in Jesus' name. I decree uncommon favor for you in the name of Jesus by the power of God. I release you into uncommon favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who question God in your life, they shall see you thrive in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who question God in my life, they shall see me thrive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This year they will see me thrive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So shall it be for you as you have declared. In Jesus' mighty name, we have decreed and declared. Put your hands together for Jesus and begin to bless his name. 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 I release you into that power. You will come back with testimonies. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the power of God will not deny itself in your life. It will not deny itself in your situation. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, as you step out of this place, you step out in power. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Spirit's power will divide asunder every obstacle, every hindrance, hindering you from obtaining what God has for you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will come back. You will share testimonies in Jesus' mighty name. And you will come back multiplied. Because those that will see the power of God in your life, they will follow you to your God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We believe that it is done. We thank you for your power that is at work in us and upon us. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Put your hands together for Jesus.
God in her life. Let's begin to thank God. Church, let's stretch forth our hands towards our mother in the Lord who's brought this message. Let's begin to bless God and begin to thank God. Let's begin to ask that God will continue to fill her. She's used up. Virtue has come out of her today. That God will continue to fill her with the word. God will continue to honor the word that comes forth from her in the name of Jesus. That God will continue to use her mightily. God will anoint and sanctify and consecrate her the more, even as she releases herself to be used for the body of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask God to continually honor the word that comes forth from her in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the word. We thank you for the vessel that you have used, our mommy, the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she has released herself to be used as the oracle of God. Father, we ask that you continue to sanctify her through and through. You will anoint her. You will consecrate her in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as she comes forth next week, she will use her more mightily in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we cover her with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. It is time for us to bring forth unto the Lord. God has blessed every one of us. It is time for us to bring out a seed in honor of that which he has blessed us with. He has given us an abundance. He has blessed us mightily. And he just says that we should come in thanksgiving. We should honor him with our first fruit, with our offering, with our substance. Church, let's lift that up before the Lord and thank him.